We're here in the Jean Stokes Hall on Carnoustie Drive, just off the Bemerton Estate, off Calley Road. And who am I talking to?
I'm Paul Convery. I'm one of the councillors for this neighbourhood, which is Caledonian Wards. And I'm also one of the council's executive members. I've got responsibility for crime reduction and licensing.
Now, Paul, you can hear in your voice that this has been a two and three quarter hour meeting with some very challenging local issues. How do you think it went?
Well, it's been a long meeting, and as I said, it's a hot topic, and it's been a pretty hot evening as well. A lot of people. This is by far and away the largest meeting I think I've been in this particular hall. We got 45 extra chairs shipped in, and they were needed. There's a lot of people very, very cross with what's happened. They're cross because not just because there are housing standards here which are so poor. They're also cross. They feel that a landlord has built up a kind of monopoly position on our high street, and that's affecting everything from the, just the health of the retail offer here, a very dominant impact on local lettings, particularly for young people that move into an area like this, some of them students, some of them first-time jobbers, actually the fresh blood that a neighbourhood like this needs. People that are cross that his behaviour leads to a very high turnover of people, so folk aren't sort of putting down roots in the area. And there's just a general anger that this is a landlord who, in his own words, says he thinks this is a sort of, he's doing business on the Cali, milking a cow. That was a metaphor that he used, and that has angered people intensely. There's also a lot of indignation that I feel that over the many years that Mr. Panahi's been building first, asking permission later, that the council hasn't done enough, and I hope that the people have left the meeting with a fair appreciation that certainly in recent months, in the last couple of years, the council has been doing a lot now to enforce against this guy, and they'll have heard that we're determined to do some things in the near future that will, I hope, decisively change the place and along the way deal with Mr. Panahi. It's been a long meeting, there's been a lot to and fro. People want to say what they say, in pretty blunt terms, and I hope that we've answered their questions and done so as, politely and reasonably as been asked. I always think that a public meeting has never really hit the top spot unless somebody's asked us to resign, and that did happen at least once tonight, and that's fair enough. People are cross, and it's understandable.
So this isn't a problem that's going to be solved quickly. This looks like it's going to take a little while. Do you have a kind of a horizon over which you think these problems will be tackled?
Well, without sounding flippant, I mean, I said tonight, what's the ultimate accountability for people like me? It's the ballot box. Next elections are less than a couple of years from now. It's got to be sorted by then. And there's some long-term things, we've discussed tonight that we need a Cali plan. That's sounds dull. It's a supplementary planning document which will have legal weight in the planning system, which will allow us to do a certain range of things that we currently cannot do. That will take a while to get in place. All the enforcement action that we're entertaining, that will take some months. There may be some other legal actions that are going to flow from things which have been discovered. There are some very difficult licensing issues. What hasn't been discussed very openly this evening is that we have premises owned by this particular landlord here on the Calley Road, where certainly at times over recent years, pretty clear that you can buy sex, a brothel in plain speaking, and that's a very, very complicated proposition. We actually don't know the nature of some of the people that might be behind that business. People are actually quite apprehensive about what might be uncovered. But I think there is a determination now to use every power that we have to sort out this problem and make the Cali, a decent high street that's quite unique in Islington, with a very affluent population one side, a relatively less prosperous population. It's a road that the Olympic torch came up today. It was a fabulous event that unites a particular community. And we saw in our meeting tonight, people from both sides of Cali, east and west, very clear that they want the place to change for the better.
Thank you very much.